Good morning, Playhouse of the Morning, 194.7, 40 in the morning, zero, Jamie, Amy Kay. We do have the secret sound again today at 8:10 and 9:10. We've established this morning that it is not a knife on a cutting board. And you can see the previous guesses online at 194.com on the secret sound page. Stupid stories on the way as well. First, though, group therapy today. Now, the idea with group therapy is a member of the Playhouse family has something they want to kind of put out there and talk through with you at 237 hits text 35270 with whatever feedback or advice or input you might have. Rachel, I know that this is like a children's fashion group therapy, but you didn't give us much to go on. Can you roll through it, please?
Well, I would just like to plead with all the parents here around Fargo who have little girls at home. Would you please stop exposing your child to perverts and have your little girls cover up, please?
Is this like a skimpy clothing complaint, or where are we headed with this?
Well, there's like 6 houses in my neighborhood with little girls. They're about like 6 and under. Most of these little girls on a regular basis are running around in their yard, sometimes the front yard, playing in the sprinklers with no top on. Now, I don't understand how we can let little girls run around topless for like the first decade of their life, and then suddenly in their teens we force them to cover up. I think that if as a society we're going to sexualize the female chest, like, we can't let our little girls run around exposing their nipples even when they're like 5 or 6. That's way too old. If you're out of diapers, I think you should wear a bathing suit top. There are so many perverts out there. So many perverts. And anybody who watches the news realizes that we have people in this town who are predators. Cover up your daughters no matter how young they are.
You know, in group therapy, usually there's more of like a question or an advice feature. I feel like yours stinks of, like, maybe it should have been a Vince Day event kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're giving it, like, people are either going to agree or disagree with you, really. There's not much more to say with it. Is this a real epidemic? I guess I haven't noticed. It was real hot outside the past week or so. Has there been a bunch of topless children running around?
Honestly, I didn't think that there was much of an issue with that. Mostly when you go to buy girl, like, bathing suits for toddlers or whatever age that they are, they're usually like a one piece or two piece. But I also think that at that age, does it really matter
that's probably would be where my mindset would be.
It's not like I've seen it going on around, and I know it does sound ridiculous, but I kind of agree with this woman. We live in like a crazy world now, and I do think there are gross people out there. And if your kids, I get if they're maybe in your backyard and you're not going to have neighbors watching and you have a fence, but if they're going to be out in the front yard, you don't know who's watching.
The front yard seems weird to me. Yeah. I think you should be as dressed as possible in the front yard. Your backyard, if you're a little bit more secluded, it is different. The front yard was weird. That was the weirdest thing about what she said.
Or I guess maybe if you were to go to like a public pool or something like that. But I don't even know the requirements, because I think it's Disney. If you have a child below a certain age that's female, they're supposed to wear the top and the bottom. Like, I think you have to have them wear it.
Well, you know, you're talking like infants and toddlers. I think you got a different conversation on your hand, maybe. But would she say 6 or 7?
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, I didn't really. Is it a problem, though? Has this been happening?
I think some kids they want to go run out in the sprinkler, maybe. And if they get their clothes wet, maybe the girls just take off they'll take off their shirt. I'm not sure.
Which, if you're at, you know, in the safety of your own home and you're watching your kids and it's you and your kids, there should be nothing wrong with that. It just sucks that we live in a world where there are people out there that can be out there for the wrong reasons and watching kids for the wrong reasons, that you may want to make sure that your kids are always being kept safe and, covering up, I guess.
She gets some texts or anything right out of the gate?
Yes, somebody said, haven't seen this personally, but amen. Someone said, hey, Karen, calm down. They are kids. Let them be innocent and let them be kids.
I don't think the issue is with the kids.
I think the perverts is her concern,
worried about, her who's watching. And I agree. I think there's so many gross people. You don't know what's happening.
Well, you know what the thing is, too, because if I told you right now, visualize a pervert, you would come up with somebody in your head, right? But you don't always know who the perverts are, right? How often do you see somebody pop up on the news or something? It's like so-and-so, and like, oh, my God, it looks just like I've seen that guy before. I know, or somebody, you know, it's, you don't know who the people are you have to necessarily be concerned about.
That is so true.
Is the thing. Playhouse, hello. Did you have something to say for her?
Who really thinks a 4 or 5 year old girl showing her nipples is a big deal? Breasts have been sexualized, not nipples. Anyone enjoying that in a pervy way should probably be in jail anyway. I think that's a really strange thing to be concerned about.
Well, she's worried about the creepy folk, right?
Mm-hmm.
The creepy folk.
This is what I think is like the, she's not coming across attacking the kids in any way for what they're doing. She's saying she just feels it's not safe for those kids. And if you're in like a public place and stuff like that, I do understand where she's coming from 100%.
Yeah.
That does make sense. Which is crazy because until she called, I would have my mind never would have went there. I never would have even thought that was
not
a problem.
Unless maybe you saw it, maybe, and you'd be like, oh, you seem a little bit old to be running around like this. Maybe it had occurred to you, but I guess I haven't honestly been seeing this going on.
Or if there was like some creepy person watching them. I would just, you know, like it sucks because kids are so innocent and they don't even know what's going on.
Were you seeing any more text feedback for her, Rachel?
Somebody said covering them up isn't going to save them. Anyone, a creep is going to creep whether they cover up or not. Somebody else said, so then blame the gross people and the perverts, not the people who get hurt. They're young and having fun. If the parents are supervising them, no one should be kidnapping them or hurting them anyways. So something like that. And then people also talking about how that they totally agree and that they have witnessed some scary things in the past. And especially if they are over the age of 5, they think that they should be covering up, not because that's what we want, but because they said it's for their safety.
It does make sense about that school age probably being mm-hmm. the kind of that cutoff line where like, all right, so now we got to start kind of talking about just kind of what is typical in society and acting accordingly for just even safety purposes.
Like I can think back to like when I was a child and I was totally, you know, fine to be left running around and we did all the time in the sprinklers and stuff like that. And we were just like my brother. But now I understand that things have gotten to be a little bit worse and people are more accessible than they used to be. So I definitely think it's a different world that we live in now than even 10 years ago what we lived in.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Well, Rachel, I'll tell you this. You know, it probably wasn't really like an advice or a group therapy situation, but if all you wanted to do was kind of put a nugget in people's brain and throw a PSA maybe out there in some ways, I think you accomplished that. I mean, just the text response alone, I'll tell you, got some people thinking this morning. So kudos to you if that's what you're trying to do. I think you definitely accomplished that. 8:10 this morning, your next chance at the Secret Sound. Stupid stories, just ridiculous headlines on the way.